The time now is 11 minutes past six. Residential summer camps for children aren't open this summer over worries about COVID-19, but given that these activities can make a difference to children's lives, some providers are arguing that they should be allowed, as Sancha Berg reports.
Raising the sails on one of the tall ship's yachts docked at Portsmouth Harbour. In normal times, they would be out at sea, crewed by youth workers and vulnerable teenagers who eat and sleep on board. But those trips are banned, thanks to coronavirus. Disappointing for head teachers like Emma Bradshaw, who leads a pupil referral unit in South London. She was planning to send students there this summer.
The difference it makes is massive. It takes them out of their comfort zone. It takes them into learning new skills and activities. It develops a different perspective on the world.
That's echoed by one of her pupils who sailed last year.
I've got more confident and I've learnt how to manage with like teamwork and stuff, because I don't usually do that.
This year, Emma Bradshaw says the trip would be especially welcome. Many of her pupils' families have been under intense pressure thanks to lockdown.
A lot of them are struggling. Parents maybe that have been working in the gig economy whose resources suddenly dried up. So we've been delivering food parcels, cooped up in a small, often house or flat with no garden, and domestic violence is in the background somewhere.
Richard Lehman, CEO of the Tour Ships Youth Trust, is worried what will happen to the young people if they spend the whole summer at home.
All the youth groups tell us the young people who we should be taking out are increasingly frustrated, and that will lead to social problems, whether it's mental health challenges, whether it's crime, knife crime. So this is a cauldron that's bubbling away.
His ships are ready to go. There are hand sanitizer dispensers on board. COVID testing's been arranged. Richard Lehman argues many of these teenagers have been mixing with others at school throughout the pandemic, so setting a precedent. And he's even tried to get Boris Johnson to intervene.
I managed to get a note to the Prime Minister a couple of weeks ago by hand. I've also written to him formally. We've laid out the case, the precedent being set, the Merchant Navy and Royal Navy parallels for creating bubbles at sea, and the contention that this group of vulnerable youngsters really do need to get out.
He's asking for guidance to be revised for this group, but the Department for Education said it won't change. They told us, in line with Public Health England's guidelines, our advice for educational settings is not to organise residential trips, both domestic and international, for children under 18 at this time. They said charities could organise day trips for young people, so long as they adhere to social distancing guidance.
That was Sancha Berg reporting. It's now 13 minutes past.